What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Aubriana.
Hi, my name is Aubriana. I'm 7 years old, and I really like Shopkins and American Girl dolls. And my question is, what if dolphins could fly?
Cool. You know, I have never met an Aubriana before. That is such a cool name and such a cool question. Thank you for giving me those details, too. Some of my past students taught me about American Girl dolls. And Shopkins, you know, I actually had to take a minute and do just a quick little bit of research on Shopkins to make sure that I gave you a really good story that you and all the other Shopkins fans in the world could enjoy. So, here we go. Now, in What If World, just like in What Is World, there was pollution, there was waste, there was littering. Nobody's perfect, not even imaginary creatures. A lot of people would throw their trash and their plastic away, and just like in the real world, a lot of that trash ended up in the ocean. Now, this was getting to be a real problem. Especially for Ekoana and her family of dolphins. Their ocean home was getting so full of trash and plastic that they barely had any room left to swim and to hunt for fish and to play and be happy. Fortunately, Ekoana had an idea. Now, dolphins, I know it's getting very hard to swim and play, but I think we can just start flying. All the other dolphins chittered and grumbled.
What?
Oh. No way. Well, sure. Didn't you know that dolphins could fly?
Since when?
Since Aubriana's question, silly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Thanks, Aubriana.
And the whole pod of dolphins took up into the sky. Now, said Ekoana, we just have to keep flying until we find a place where there isn't so much trash thrown away in the ocean. So Ekoana and the other dolphins flew and flew. Occasionally, they'd find little spots of ocean where they could dip in and grab a few fish for a snack. But there was just so much stuff floating around, they couldn't find a big enough place to live.
Oh, I'm beginning to lose hope, said Ekoana. How could anything live with all this trash around?
At that same moment, coming over the horizon were large white letters spelling the word Dollywood.
Hey, there's like a town over there.
Someone's living on top of this trash.
Well, this is great. If Dollywood is a home for someone else, maybe it can be a home for us.
Ekoana and her pod flew closer and closer to Dollywood, and they saw dolls of all shapes and sizes. Some were on the taller side, dressed in very, very realistic clothes.
I recognize those. They're Whatifican Girl dolls.
How do you know about Whatifican Girl dolls?
What? A boy dolphin can like girl dolls?
Well, it's just a bit unusual.
So's a flying dolphin in a trash town full of talking dolls.
Okay, I see your point.
In the middle of Dollywood was a big, beautiful, clean pool, big enough for the whole pod of dolphins to swim down into and wet their dried-up dolphin skin. There were even a few small schools of fish living there. It wouldn't be enough for the dolphins to stay forever, but they could stick around for a little while. As they got closer to that big, clean pool of water, they started to see some much smaller dolls walking around, too. These ones mostly looked like different kinds of food. There were strawberries and donuts, cakes, grapes and cookies, just about any kind of food you can imagine, with little arms and legs and outfits.
Excuse me, Dorson?
Asked Ekoana.
Are you wondering what kind of dolls these are?
Answered Dorson.
Well, yes, and I also wanted to say sorry. These are all kind of cool. I wouldn't blame anyone for being interested in them.
Oh, thanks. Well, these ones are Shopplers, and there are so many.
As Ekoana's pod finally dove into that big clean pool, all the Shopplers gathered around. They were singing a song.
We the Shopplers, oh yeah. Come shopping with us. Gotta get them all. The Shopplers.
Dollywood.
I didn't expect such a welcome. That was so nice of you.
A little strawberry walked up to them. She was wearing a sash that read, Berry Fields.
Hi, I'm Berry. Will you take me home?
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're actually looking for a home ourselves.
A little cream-filled cannoli walked up.
Hey, don't worry about that Berry Fields. All you really want is this cannoli, am I right? Huh? So come on, let's Amscray, you take me home. We're Goombas forever. The end.
I don't get it. Don't you have a home?
Asked Dorson. One of the Whatifikin girl dolls stepped through the crowd of Shopplers. She was dressed up like a scientist. White starched lab coat, big clipboard, a pencil in her ear, and everything.
Well, I've discovered that I can bring these creatures to life, but I can't make them happy, no matter what kind of science I use.
It seems like they just want a home.
Well, that's just the thing, said the scientist. We all have a home together here, and it's getting bigger and bigger every day the more Whatifikins pollute. My calculations say the more things people throw away, the more we have, and having things should make us happy.
But the bigger your home gets, the smaller our home, the ocean gets, said Ekoana.
Now, don't get us wrong, cut in Dorson. We love all you dolls and Shopplers. We just don't think you belong in the trash.
That's right, said Berry Fields. We belong in the happy homes of boys and girls all over the world. Yay!
Cram it, Berry, said the cannoli. We was thrown away, so now we're garbage. Get used to it. Now me, I'm gonna hitch a ride with these dolphins, and then my life's gonna be good. See you later. Let's go, dolphins.
The cannoli climbed on top of Dorson, and the two of them started flying away.
Just where do you think you're going?
Asked Ekoana.
I don't know, said Dorson. But if I can give these little guys a home on land, then we'll have more room to live in the sea.
That gives me an idea, said the scientist. We'll simply launch all the trash into outer space. I'll make a rocket ship and...
That's just making it someone else's problem,
said Ekoana.
Besides, I think the space fairies would get mad.
That's right. I forgot about the space fairies. I should go back and listen to that story about things floating in outer space.
I don't know why they were talking about that great old story, episode 5, What If Things Were Floating in Outer Space, when they had a real problem to deal with.
Ekoana, Dorson, and the whole pod of dolphins decided to let as many Shopplers and Whatifikin girl dolls climb onto them as they could possibly hold and still fly. When they got to the mainland of What If World, all they had to do was look out for a little boy or girl, and then,
off I go, wish me luck!
A Shoppler or Whatifikin girl doll would hop off and go find that kid. The dolphins had fun flying back and forth and dropping off more toys to good little boys and girls. It wasn't long before more flying dolphins started coming and picking up more toys, and that big floating vortex of plastic in the middle of the ocean started getting smaller and smaller as all the Shopplers and What-If-It-Can-Girl dolls and other action figures and toys and trash of all kinds started to get re-gifted. A few years later, they were making another trip. That little cannoli Shoppler, he decided to stay and be Dorson's toy. And he said to Dorson,
"Hey, I don't mean to gripe, but if you keep bringing toys back to the land, ain't they just gonna throw them away again?"
"Oh, you're right. Then we'll just have more trash in the ocean."
Ekoana was listening.
"Well, we gotta start thinking differently about the things we buy."
"Ooh-ee, that sounds like a lot of work. It's a lot easier to just throw stuff out."
They were flying over the first town they'd ever dropped off a toy to. They saw from the sky little berry fields waving up to them. The kids in the streets were all cheering and holding up big signs that read, "Happy Regifticus."
"What's this Regifticus nonsense?"
"I don't know," answered Ekoana.
But the little girl who'd been given berry fields was a big girl now. And they saw that big girl walking around the town until she found a little boy who seemed to take a shine to berry fields. The little strawberry Shoppler hopped into his arms and they shared a big hug. The big girl joined in for one last big hug before she walked away.
"I don't get it," asked the cannoli. "Why didn't that big girl just throw berry fields back in the ocean?"
"Maybe it has something to do with this Regifticus."
"You know," said Dorson, "it does take us about a year to get all the way to the middle of the ocean and back."
"Are you saying
that we invented a holiday?"
As they got close to the next town where they were dropping off more toys for all the little boys and girls, they heard a new song being sung.
"We were once trash, now we are giving everybody a blast. Please don't throw your toys away, just find some place to donate them, yay. Then somebody else will get them, not a dolphin. Dolphins don't like toys except that one guy who's got the cannoli. I don't know what's up with him really, only that he really likes toys. And it's okay whether you are a girl or a boy to like to play with whatever you got, but just make sure it doesn't end up in the ocean."
"Yeah, cannolis don't want to be in the ocean."
"Strawberries don't want to be in the ocean. Dolphins want to be in the ocean."
"And fish. Well, I'm a fish. I haven't been in the story before now, but I like the ocean and don't litter there. I mean, don't litter anywhere because it's probably going to end up here." And I think the music read, "Guys, can we just..." Wait, I had more to say. It was a whole lecture about the...
"Yay! We've all got home!"
"Yay, I ain't trash anymore!"
"I've got my ocean back!"
"I've got an ocean and toys! Yippee!"
"And if you'll just look at this graph of a carbon footprint by population, you'll see..."
"Yay, everything's fixed forever!"
"Well, if you say so!"
"Well, it's gonna take a lot more than recycling to keep our oceans clean."
But I think we learned enough for one story, little fish.
"And another thing, why aren't there more fish Shopplers? And don't tell me about the sushi Shopplers. I'm talking about a big fish head. Kids would go nuts for that. Hey!"
The end.
Hey.
I said the
talking here.
End.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, where did that fish come from? Aubriana, I hope you like the Shopplers and What-If-It-Can-Girl dolls in this story. And thanks for teaching me a thing or two with your question. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson, my theme song maker, Jason O'Keefe for our awesome new artwork, And all you kids at home who are recycling, reducing, reusing, and regifting. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.